Welcome to the Young'uns podcast. My name is David Eagle from the folk group The Young'uns. Then again, if you're listening to this, then I'm assuming that you probably know all that already. We're just wasting time here. If you don't know that, then I've no idea what you're doing, how you found us, but regardless, you're very welcome. Perhaps you just accidentally typed one letter wrong. You've ended up on this website. I don't know, I was looking for porn. And the next thing I knew, I'm here, listening to this. Well, regardless, you're very welcome anyway. The porn can wait. We have a brilliant podcast for you. Last week, we brought you TV presenter Jeremy Kyle. The week before that was Manchester United football manager Louis van Gaal. And this week, ladies and gentlemen, it's Greg Russell and Kieran Algar. I think we might have peaked. Greg Russell and Kieran Algar will be going head-to-head. Oh, now this is more like it. I sort of tuned in for porn. No, not like that. Head-to-head as they guess the celebrity's age in our first ever edition of the birthday game played by other people. We've been playing it ourselves, but this is the first time. Mark that in your diaries that anybody else has played the birthday game on the Young'uns podcast. Now, last year, we gave the award to our most drunk and raucous audience to the people at Bamfest in Beedale. And I think they're going to win the award this year as well, because they certainly haven't mellowed. We played the festival this year, and it's safe to say they were just as drunk and raucous. In fact, at one point, one of the audience members offered to have my babies, which was especially weird, given that the person was a man. A little joke there, of course, although an audience member did offer to have my babies, and we should be playing the clip of that on this week's Young'uns podcast. Folk luminaries Martin Simpson, Martin Carthy and John Tams feature in the dreams of Sean Cooney. And, of course, we'll be bringing you more details about that in our regular feature, where we explore our unfettered, subconscious, nocturnal meanderings. Thank you. I hadn't written that down. I just started saying the words, and I just hoped that I wouldn't stop and think, what am I actually meant to be saying? But I think I bravely soldiered on there and managed to formulate some kind of sentence. Also, Michael Hughes is held hostage near Hull, and I get high. But on what? All that shall be revealed over the course of this installment of the Young'uns podcast, entitled No Celebrities This Week, just Greg Russell and Kieran Algar. Sorry. Well, it's good to see that the Young'uns podcast is making an impact. We did a gig in London on Friday, and one person brought us some fig rolls. That's because, of course, we offered Louis van Gaal a fig roll on our plane to Portugal when we were sitting next to him in order to coerce him into having a conversation with us on the Young'uns podcast. So somebody brought some fig rolls to the gig, but then we talked on the podcast last week about the fact that someone suggested that maybe it should be hobnob because of the term to hobnob, to try and mix with somebody of a perceived higher social status than yourself. And that's what we're trying to do with this feature, speak to celebrities. So then we decided maybe we'd call the feature Celebrity Hobnob. And thus, the fig roll fame game was very short-lived, and Celebrity Hobnob was the new idea, which, to be honest, probably will go nowhere either. I mean, I saw Ian McMillan in a toilet. The poet, Ian McMillan. I saw him in a toilet at the Sage in Gateshead when we were recording something last week for BBC Radio 3. I didn't have my recorder on, so that was a Celebrity Hobnob potential, but we didn't have any hobnobs with us, which is stupid, bearing in mind that the day before, somebody else also bought us some hobnobs. But unfortunately, we ate the entire packet of hobnobs on the journey home. Should have got some more, just in case. I'm going to have my recorder on at all times now, and I'm going to have to be armed with hobnobs, just so that I can accost celebrities with hobnobs, should we ever see them. I'm not sure how that would have really worked. Ian McMillan walks into the toilet, I'm coming out of the toilet, and then I just go, oh, would you like a hobnob? I think that might be a little bit weird. He might think that's some kind of euphemism for something. You know, it could freak him out a little bit. And now we head to our gig in Barton-upon-Humber, where Michael Hughes gets himself into a little bit of a predicament.
Oh, it's lovely to be back. We've missed you.
Especially you, my friend.
That's how it begins.
Where's this come from?
Oh, nearly grabbed that woman's foot there. You're never going to put that foot on the stage again.
Oh,
think so. Well, we're very lucky to have Michael here, actually. I know it's his birthday, but we're very lucky to have him here because he was, there was very nearly a sort of a self-inflicted hostage situation, apparently. About, I don't know if anyone is aware of this. Anyone heard any sort of banging and shouting outside? Michael, what happened about, was that 40 minutes ago?
Yeah, I got locked in the van.
Now, normally we lock him in the van, but this time, he did it himself.
No, but the van's parked out the back, and I went in, I climbed into the van, and then the door shut behind me. And I just thought, well, if it shuts, it doesn't matter, because there'll be something inside that allows you to get out, but no. So I had no signal on my phone, I was in there for 10 minutes. So if anybody wandered past and heard banging on the side of that, and me shouting, help, 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 thanks ever so much for helping.
Sorry to disappoint you to all those people, but he's here.
This is what happens when you turn 30, Michael. You've got all this to look forward to.
I know,
to,
yeah. And he's getting old because he went in the van. He couldn't remember why he went in there in the first place. There we are. That's an hilarious observation that's never been made before. Thank you very much. It's like Peter Kay. Right, okay. Right then.
Yes.
An American riverboat shanty, I think.
Yes,
Simon is now.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
I'm sure between these songs you get possessed.
Well, you've got to enjoy the gig somehow. I think it's that perfume that lady was wearing on her feet.
It smelled very nice then.
She's coming back on, didn't
she? Have you any other special requirements, my dear? Can someone put the cushions? The VIP area.
Yeah, he's single and looking.
Exactly. Yeah, well, I'll see you in the van afterwards. Once you're in there, you won't be getting out. Don't worry, if it's banging your ear, it's not what you think.
Pass the watershed on. Lee, could you just, for my money, could you just turn the whole mix down? Is that alright?
Turn mine up, Lee, I'm ruined.
Can I have more foot in my monitor, please?
Well, you're very welcome. You are quite cramped in down there.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone else? Come on. Yeah. Right then. I've got the accordion. I don't know why. I just sort of picked it up like a nervous tick.
Back to Barton upon Humber later on in the podcast to find out why I am high. I get high because I get high. What on earth? I sounded high there. I was trying to do that song. What's it called? Afro Man. Remember the... Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to school, but I got high. I was gonna... Whatever it is. I don't know. It's not in my lexicon as a folk musician, that one. Here are Greg Russell and Kieran Algar right now to play the birthday game. Now, unfortunately, we played this on the same day as the birthday game that we featured last week on the podcast. So some of the celebrity names are going to be the same. I mean, I know for a lot of people, the enjoyment factor is playing along. I think Greg Russell and Kieran Algar are sufficiently entertaining for that not to worry you. Plus, a lot of our podcast listeners are quite old, so they probably can't remember last week anyway. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Greg Russell and Kieran Algar play the birthday game.
Brilliant. Okay, what's the age of the celebrity? It is time to reveal to thee. What is the celebrity's age? Sean Cooney, read the birthday page. The birthday game. 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 Okay, excellent. We are with Greg Russell and Kieran Algar to play the birthday game.
Hello.
The birthday game. So the rules are you have to guess the celebrity's age, okay?
Well, a celebrity's quite... I'm well, yeah. With some of them, yeah.
Guess the person's age. Now, you get
1 point if you are within 10 years of the celebrity's age. You get 2 points if you're within 5 years. And you get 3 points if you're bang on. It's first to 10. Are you ready to play the birthday game?
Okay.
Kathy Burke.
Now, you can't do the same ones.
What?
We've already done these.
Yeah, no, but we haven't got any more, Davey.
So now people listen to the podcast.
Yeah, well, the podcast isn't live, Davey. You don't have
to... Yeah, but half of the fun of the podcast is that people guess the age and hear our answers.
Oh, well, I've done all the fun ones.
Okay, Kathy Burke, it's fine. Well, hopefully the listeners... I don't think anyone listens more than once. Kathy Burke.
42. 44.
So Kieran Elgar says 42. Greg Russell says 44.
The actress, Harry Enfield, wearing at a slob, and then she was in Gimme Gimme.
I'm guessing it's not 42 then.
But you've already
given me the answer.
Yep, you've already given me your answer.
Right. The answer is 51.
So that means...
Oh, we're both within 10.
Yeah, but that means that you were closest to Greg. Which means you get 1 point.
Yay!
One nil to Gregory, first to 10.
Alan Hansen, football pundit.
Oh, 54.
No, I reckon that was good me.
Hell.
56.
54.
Oh dear, Kieran Elgar, he's lost again, he's 60 today.
Happy birthday, Alan, if you're listening.
Remember, big shout out to Alan.
Tell you what, I always listen to the Youngest Podcast. Always listen. Which means you were with 4 points with him, because you said 56, I believe. So that means you get 2 points, which means it is 3-0 to Gregory Russell.
Yeah, let's go for a wild card. A peer of the realm with an original title, Lord Tom, King of Bridgewater, former Conservative minister.
Oh, if he's a peer, he must be about 104 already.
That's your first guess.
No, I'm going to go with
83.
73. 72. Yeah. Greg Russell, fortunately he didn't get 3 points there, otherwise it would have been, well, I can't do that sum, but 6-0, but he's actually 5-0 to Greg. Could this be the first whitewash in history? In the birthday game, the long-running illustrious history.
Okay, we're going for, actually...
We're going to be talking about this in the pubs for a long time to come.
Could be a famous comeback.
Paul O'Grady, entertainer.
I'm going to go with... 57.
I think for Gregory.
61.
Paul O'Grady is 60.
He claws it back.
Yeah.
Well, sort of. It is 5-1.
For a fan of tycoons, how old is Donald Trump tomorrow?
74,
says Kieran.
70.
70, says Gregory.
69, Greg.
69, Greg's back. He gets 2 points. Hang on, what did Kieran say?
Yeah, I thought I got two.
You got two, didn't you?
Two, yeah.
So it was three. Always get this wrong. It was 5-2.
So it's 8-2.
And so now it is, 7-2.
I wonder what Donald Trump's doing on his 69th birthday.
7-2.
The Right Reverend Lord Rowan Williams of Ostermouth, former Archbishop of Canterbury. Big fan of Father Ted and The Simpsons.
73.
I'm going to go with the score, 72, I think.
Rowan Williams is 65.
Well done, Kieran. You've got it.
He's had a tough life, as Rowan.
You've clawed a point back there, which makes it 7-3. You're still in with a shout here, Mr. Elgar.
Let's go for a political one. Lord Paul Boateng, former MP and cabinet minister, and he was the first ever black cabinet minister.
50.
It's my go first.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter.
62. So 50 says Greg, 62 says Kieran. There's a great gulf between them, so they're really hedging their bets here. What's going to happen?
Paul Boateng tomorrow is 60.
He calls it back. Was it 7-4? 7-0. Hang on. 7-5. 7-5.
Now, Greg, you could win if you get this bang on.
You could be able to win for a long
time. Is this the final round?
Well, no.
It's just if he gets 3.
First to 10.
But... You're in with a great shout now, Kieran. You're clawing it back. I think the fans are with you here. You're like
an underdog.
Steffi Graf, tennis player.
Oh,
yeah. Steffi Graf. Kieran Elgar.
48.
54.
46.
Oh! Kieran Elgar clawing it. An extra 2 points, which makes it 7-6. He's leaning neck and neck on Greg, which has happened before, but let's not talk about that. Okay.
Not deliberate, not intentionally.
Well, here we go. Julie Felix, singer.
Oh, yes.
I feel pretty.
Is that Julie Felix? The musicals.
64.
Hang on, is she the musical singer?
I don't know. I kind of mixed up with
so pretty.
Someone else.
Maybe not. 63.
Oh.
64, 63.
She's 77.
Yeah. Oh no.
Okay, let's go for
it. She looks good for 77.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Let's go for Becky Moon, UN Secretary General. And you get a picture, you get a cartoon.
Oh,
you
get a picture,
ladies and gentlemen.
76.
Oh,
76.
No, Becky Moon can't be 76. Uh, 58.
Bloody hell. Becky Moon is looking very good for his age because he's 71.
Kieran Elgar!
87!
No, because you don't get two.
Oh.
You're only because you're with 6 points out, or 7 points out, but it is seven all, so it's neck to neck. This could decide it. This could be the decider, ladies and gentlemen. And,
okay then.
Seven could be a decider.
Let's see then. Let's go for Darius Vassell.
Darius, as some people call him.
Remember that from last week, listeners.
38.
38 straight. Oh. He's in straight in there, Kieran. No messing about for 38. But what is Greg going to say?
I reckon Darius could be naughty 40.
40? Okay.
Darius for sale, 35.
Kieran.
9-7.
It's 9-7.
Oh.
Greg has got it back. Greg only needs 1 point.
No, I do.
Oh, really? Kieran.
I'm surprised as you are.
There's a reason why I'm chief commentator. Kieran only needs 1 point, and Greg needs three. What's going to happen? This could finish Greg off.
Let's go for a
Kieran's going to finish Greg off.
Let's go for
it. That's right, at that time they were neck and neck. Anyway.
Oh no, let's go for a well known one. Let's go for Alan Carr, the chatty man.
Alan Carr! Mistaken with Michael Hughes at a recent gig.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, David. Was 45, and it's been a pleasure playing with you all. It's been fantastic.
Oh, he's saying it because he thinks
I'm pretty sure
the
I've got this here.
Okay.
44.
Oh, the tactical fight.
Cheeky.
Alan Carr is 39.
Yes. I'm afraid you get an extra, get a point, which makes it 9-7. This game is. No, 9-8. This game is really.
9-8.
9-8, my
Was he not within 5 there?
Yeah, it's 9-9.
9-9.
Was it 5, was he?
He said 44, 39, yeah. That's 5.
Oh,
nine
God.
All, right. 9-all. This is the decider. My goodness.
It's exciting Young'uns podcast as ever.
Yeah, I know. People might listen to this twice, who knows?
They'll have this as the ringtone.
Star of Clockwork Orange, we're going for Malcolm McDowell.
Do you know who he is?
No, I've got him. Scooby-Doo.
So you're helping me here.
And that would be quite a departure. Clockwork Orange and Scooby-Doo.
It's two minus three.
Oh, what's Scooby Jack?
No.
Two Scooby Jacks?
No.
Can you some
four Scooby Jacks?
But can we have... Do we have...
Oh, do you want to swap that for Boy George?
Yes!
Boy George. Okay, who would have thought?
He's 72 today, but Boy George, how old is Boy George tomorrow?
Cracky.
Singer and songwriter.
And whoever gets Boy George has got it.
70.
Use that joke again that we did last week.
70?
70. Straight.
I'm going 60.
60.
70, Gregory. He's 54.
Yay! Kieran wins.
Good game.
After being 5-0 down, Kieran wins. It certainly was a game of two halves.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everyone who supported me along the way. You know?
I tell you what we should do. It doesn't work. I was going to sound the horn.
Oh, but yeah, you can.
Oh, hang on. Let's hear the horn of our van. A celebratory. What? It doesn't work. Oh, there we are. That was worth it, ladies and gentlemen.
Take the van back.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kieran Elgar, the winner of the first Fox Celebrity Birthday Game. What drama, ladies and gentlemen. So as I said at the start of the podcast, last year we gave the award for the most raucous and drunkest audience to the audience at Bamfest in Beedale. And I think they keep hold of the award for another year. It's also just quite a ramshackle gig. I mean, as you're going to hear, last year we had problems with the sound. which took ages to solve. And this year we had problems with the sound, which took ages to solve as well. So we were just sort of left sort of just padding for time, which we did last year and this year. There's just something about the festival that's just kind of... Anyway, here we go. Here's some clips from this year's BAMFest.
Building a bit of tension here.
Good evening.
Ah!
Oh,
it was worth it. It was worth the wait.
Well, remember that one. Oh, the years to come. The long pause of 2015. It's lovely to be back in Beedale at BAMFest. The next song, we wrote it a couple of months ago when it emerged that our beloved hometown of Stockton-on-Tees. I suppose you can remember where you're from. It's lovely to see you.
Those people who haven't seen our gigs before, we bring these people with us at every gig. It's important that we always have a contingent from Stockton-on-Tees on our rider now. And here they are.
And this one's always drunk as well. Yeah.
And that's part of the remit. And they will be here to spice things up. If things are getting a bit boring, they'll provide heckles. Absolutely. A little bit of spice, dear, right? And it's not said dear, it's said do you, not dear. It's said dear Cameron. Calm down, dear.
Anyway.
Where were we? Good evening, that's right. Yeah.
For the people who just come in, there's loads of seats here at the front, so please feel free to enter what we like to call the splash zone.
Well, I can't think, what possible reason might people be avoiding sitting on the front?
Sit next to Norm.
There's a prime spot on Norma's knee. There you go.
This can only get better.
Is that a request?
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do next, lads? This next song is a traditional Teesside pawn shop song. You're cheering, let's hope it's one of your... Do you think it might be one of your favourites? There's a long list, I'm sure, but... Oh dear! What the hell was that?
Are you alright?
The chair has fallen. Ah, you see, that's it. You see now, that's the problem, because our fees got up, they can't afford the chairs. They've had to downsize. Sorry about that. The entire chair just broken.
Does that one work?
We're about to find out. There we are. Well, if you keep going, you might put her off a perch. Bet you wish you had another extra burger now, don't you? There you go. Okay! So where were we? A Teesside additional pawn shop song, I believe. See how many survivors we have after this. And a lovely tongue twister within that, so I'd like our good friend Norman to maybe try this. So at one point we say, a packet of peas, a quarter of cheese, and a pound of his fourpenny ham. Can you do that, Norman?
A packet of peas,
a quarter of cheese, and a pound of his fourpenny ham.
I think she's having trouble just sitting on the chair.
A packet of peas, a quarter of cheese, and a pound of his fourpenny ham. Go!
You can have half a dozen eggs.
Fine.
That's pretty generous of you.
You're still ovulating then? Excellent.
Not coming useful.
Well, he is single and straight.
I'll tell you what,
I mean, I wasn't going to come out today and say about my talk about my impotence, but...
Who needs IVF? Yeah?
Just imagine the child we would create, Norm.
Oh dear.
Oh Just don't give me them now, all right? That could be quite unsightly. Anyway.
Chad Brewster charged the German line, but no support came from behind. He took a bullet through the thigh, and down he fell to bleed and die.
Did you fall asleep, Jerry? Jerry? He's gone. Would you do us a favour? Will you go and wake him up? I think Jerry's in no man's land. He's reenacting Bruce's part here. What? Where's he gone, Jerry? Is he there?
No,
he's in Scrapsaw. Oh! That's the sound of it getting sorted. Excellent, right?
Leeds working.
Yeah. Oh!
Oh!
It's sort of on and off. It's a bit like Morse chords. Michael's doing some. Yeah.
We've got a phantom.
Very
good.
Oh, hello, Jerry. Right, do you want to come up? Do you want to come up and do one of your monologues? If Norman's going to have to do one, I think he's going to have to do an Limerick.
Here we go.
No.
Yeah, I'll start him.
Let's just continue. When you say continue, we can't continue if you can't play. I don't mean literally.
Well, let's take another song without the instruments, don't we?
That, okay, so that's like a story that you get for free. Now, it's something completely different.
There you go. Right.
Excellent. We did that on purpose because if you wanna hear that song now, you're going to have to buy the CD. Excellent salesmanship. Thank you for that, Jerry. Jerry, he's a good man. He's not only the sound man, he's the marketing man as well.
He's absolutely really.
What are you fancy doing now?
The what? Sorry?
Oh.
Yeah.
He said, we're the best band in the universe. Oh, thank you.
Really? but not the multiverse. Unbelievable.
Well.
Wowie, do you remember that thing we were talking about before? He's a song about it.
There you go.
So we're going to try again the story of Brewster and Wagner.
Okay. This Jerry, I'll tell you what that is. That's one of the aliens from another group saying, we're the best band of the universe. Someone from Mars. It's a comic from Mars now. Yes. Okay, well, we're going to try again, see what other interruptions might happen. Right, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Well, teenage dreams may be hard to beat, as the undertones state. Well, and maybe they're right. Maybe we should be getting some teenagers on the podcast, some teenage folk singers on the podcast to tell us their dreams. Maybe we're missing out on a trick there. Maybe the undertones are right. But we're certainly going to try and give the teenage dreamers a little bit of a run for their money. Even though we are 30, I think we still have some rather interesting dreams to impart. And normally, the three of us spend so much time together, often sharing a same room, that we will wake up of a morning and we will impart our dreams to each other, and often we will record those and present them to you on the Young'uns podcast. And now and again as well, we get people commenting on the podcast and telling us their dreams. And Carl commented on last week's podcast to impart his Young'uns related dream. Last night, I had a dream that I was at a Young'uns gig and Michael hadn't turned up. Naturally, you asked me to fill in for him, and I agreed, despite really needing the toilet. I couldn't remember any of the words or reach the high notes, so I just warbled along in an operatic manner. The crowd seemed to love it, but after a while, Sean pushed me off the stage, and then I woke up and went to the toilet. Excellent. I've had lots of toilet dreams. I think as a sentence, by itself, that's quite weird. I've had lots of toilet dreams. But I have. I've had lots of... I think what happens is you need the toilet in real life, and then you dream about needing the toilet. And it happens all the time. I've had so many situations where I've needed to go to the toilet, but I've just been too lazy to get up, and I drift back to sleep again. And then I have a dream where I'll get up and I'll go to the toilet, and then I'll head back to bed, and then I'll wake up. And I'll think, oh, brilliant, I've been to the... Oh, no, I haven't. That was a dream. Then I'll fall back asleep again. And I still won't get up to go to the toilet. I'll fall back asleep again. And I'll have the dream again, and I'll have the dream again. It's just terrible. And you never really get a good night's sleep. The advice there is just to get up straight away and go to the toilet. Practical advice. It's not all comedy. It's practical general living tips on the podcast. So, interesting. Interesting dreams, Carl. If anyone else has any dreams about the young'uns, feel free. Massage our egos and let us know. Anyway, let's head now to Mr. Sean Cooney and find out what he's been dreaming about.
Mr. Cooney!
Hello, good
barely
morning.
Barely awake.
Yes.
Barely awake, feeling a little bit worse for wear, but...
A little bit,
still, yeah. He negates his duty, not the first thing he says this morning. Barely having drank some water, splutters into life and says, put the recorder on, I have a dream. Right, and here we go.
We're watching Martin Simpson. Mm. And he said he had like his own catchphrase. It was like he popped his head round the door and he went, hey ho, or something. And everyone like replied back.
Like, ho, oh, hey.
No, like, and what was it? Like, yay ho. And then everyone had it written on posters as well. That was his catchphrase. And he sang, you know, he sings the Leonard Cohen song.
Oh, he does the Stranger song.
Yeah, but he did that, but he managed to...
Yeah.
But he managed to do it unaccompanied and put like a whole like innuendo on it or something. He did it like a Kenneth Williams song.
I told you when I came, I was a stranger.
Well, mate, that was what... Then I had a van.
Yeah.
And Martin Carfey and John Tams were helping me move house. Well, Martin wasn't doing too much work. He was just sat in the passenger seat. And we were talking about Twitter. And I think I was trying to get him on Twitter, but the only way I could do it was to actually get a book, a notebook, and write down all the tweets that people were coming in. He was like, oh, yes, very good.
Michael, any dreams?
No.
No, there we are.
Back to Barton upon Humber we head.
You shouldn't have had that dark chocolate.
What does that mean?
Well, you seem quite hyper. You seem like...
Well, that's what everyone thinks, isn't it? Dark chocolate. My goodness, you sound rock and roll. We are. You shouldn't have had that ecstasy. You shouldn't have had that dark chocolate. You shouldn't have had that cocoa.
There we go.
You're right, I shouldn't.
Well,
I did. I had two pieces of that.
Living it dangerously. All right.
And we end with a selection of clips, a compilation of clips, a bit of alliteration, a clip clomp. Yeah, a clip clop. A clip clomp. Oh, bloody hell. A clip compilation. A clips compilation. Oh, and I haven't even had any dark chocolate. We end with a selection of clips. I should have just stuck with that. Here's 12 minutes of clips from our gig at Sheffield.
The bottle into the sea, and within a week, poor old Thomas Hughes was dead. And that was the song of Bernie's funeral.
We did that song before, and someone's mobile phone did go off, and it was quite uncannily in key. But sounded absolutely ridiculous, sir. It was doing a really slow bit, someone's phone just went. It's a shame we'd recorded the album, otherwise we could have used it maybe. Got some sponsorship from Samsung maybe, but anyway.
We weren't having a go at you for your phone going off, don't worry about it. We've
I told a story about someone else. It's not like we took the phone off and threw it across the room, is it? Those days are gone now. Well, this was 3 years ago, you know, but that's the problem. You win, when you win a Folk Award and you get Guardian reviews or something, you can't start doing that kind of thing anymore. So we used to beat up audience members and all sorts of stuff. Oh, the fun days are over. Right.
Message. Just before we forget, a lovely message. Is there anyone from Weymouth in?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's us.
It's you.
It's us.
We've got to give a shout out. Is it Monica?
Yes.
Monica sent us an email last night. They said they've come all the way from Weymouth. Oh, no, don't worry, I don't know where it is. Oh, we wanted to give a big shout out. I've got to give a shout out to the Lard Out.
It's not a commercial radio station, mate. The time right now is 8:47 and what's he looking like on the roads, Mr. Cooley? What are you turning into? Are you getting paid for this, my God?
So, thank you for coming all this way, that's amazing. Yeah.
Hey, I came here from London. No one's applauding me.
From where?
What? You come where from what? Well, oh, I can't speak now. You come where from, sir? Where from? Whence? What?
It's come all the way from Hartlepool, David.
Oh, really?
That's great. At least you've got a lift home, so.
Thank God for that.
Don't worry, we'll have time.
How about you, sir? Where have you come from? Authentic Riverboat Shanty End there. And it's important that we do the last note out tune as well. Well done, Sean. Well, that's excellent. You wouldn't expect people on the riverboats to be going all this. You wouldn't expect, you know, sailors and things as well, you know, to be kind of worried about the key. So Mr. Kelly was very authentic there by getting it wrong.
Notice,
sir. Actually, it might have been someone in the audience, I don't know. Yeah. Might be, that might be it. There might be someone who's trying to come here and sabotage the young to ruin the by doing an impression. Doing an impression of Sean from the audience. We'll find out who you are. Anyway. Maybe it's someone auditioning for an understudy part.
I wondered why you only lasted 2 years as a counsellor.
That would have been a good put down had you not, you know, the fact that it lasted 2 years says something.
There you go. Right.
I'm telling your father's working out when it is on Saturday night.
Me and Michael were going for it, you were dragging it down then. Really slowing it down.
Oh, Mr.
King. So that is a Teesside traditional pawn shop song, and everyone knows that they have to be sang at 165 beats per minute.
That's very important.
Oh, he's not read the books.
It's a good job your dad loves you.
It's very cruel. What you don't realise is my dad died early today. Now you're laughing. Right, okay. Oh, what cruel japes we play.
Yeah, it was a traditional Teesside song, a traditional pawn shop going down to the pawn shop song. And we got it from this singer called Mary Duffy on an album called The Folk Anthology of Britain in the early 80s. So she's known as like a source singer, someone who just recorded a song
on a tape recorder in a kitchen for a man who was putting the album together. And no one knows anything about him at all. We've asked everybody we know on Teesside and on the folk scene, and no one can tell us anything about us. He's like this mystery voice from the past.
One day she's going to say, she's going to be, I'm here at the back! And I'm on my royalties! Quite embarrassing. I have to give her that 50p. Right!
She'll probably say, leave the good looking one alone at the end, he's got a cold.
No, what do we know? I think, no, we don't. We can, yes. Little elaborate court that we have there.
What is it, Pop?
Well, do you not understand it?
No.
Not doing well today, is it? Thank you very much. I always want to punch the air after that last note, but it's not really my kind of thing, so...
Punch the air? It's Prince Charles, isn't it?
Oh, it is, it is, yeah. Well, we'll do that one tomorrow. We'll go down a little bit. Excellent.
It was a great joke, it's just you said it like faster than it.
I know, because I couldn't remember if it was Philip or Charles. I thought I'd try it anyway. Why not? Why not? You're a forgiving audience, aren't you?
Yes.
Hello. Isn't it? The only person who says no is the one who got a complimentary tonight. Right, okay.
This piece was supposed to be our little sort of tribute to the late Peter Bellamy, who recorded and sang lots of fantastic soldier songs in a way that only Peter Bellamy could sing. And in attempting to imitate Peter Bellamy, we've been singing it for about a year and a half, and the best we've done is Kenneth Williams, basically.
But we'll carry on, nonetheless. Little Kenneth Williams.
I just got it.
Excellent. Here we are. I forgot that we're a lot slower here. Rule number one, never insult your audience. That's how I'm doing. I hope you've already bought your CDs.
Getting it back. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Great time, Dominic. I tell you what, you're doing so well. We've got this microphone for the piano. We should just give him this microphone. Because we hardly use it, you know what I mean? We might as well. Let's prepare ourselves. Oh, Matron. No, not quite. That was Kenneth Williams with a sore throat. I'll do Tom Jones O'Connor. Cut, bloody hell. Michael, you do the talking. Right. Are you saying you're being slow?
It's not in for me, is it? No.
Right, there you go, sir. I think we should. Should we give him this microphone? Right. Here we go. Oh, wrap it round here.
If you've got anything good to say, just say it. Even if it's mid-song, just say it.
Right?
I'm sorry, sir, this is what you get for enjoying yourself.
I'm starting to think this is a bad idea now.
Well, let's say it,
sir. Have you ever seen a blind man trying to learn logistics?
Just shout up if you need any more of yourself in the monitors. There it is. Pass that to him there. It's worth it, everyone. We do this every single night with the same person, we pay him 50 quid. It's going to work. Can you turn it on,
Ben? Off and on, you support that.
Serious. There you go, sir. Well, the soundman, just stick your hand up and the soundman will see you, and at any time you can just talk through the microphone.
Can you do us a favour? We just do a bit of a sound check?
In for me. In for me.
That's working absolutely.
They've all got it in for me.
And he's got any special requests for me? Do you want reverb on your voice?
I'd like Hartlepool is blooming later on.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Excellent. As long as you do the desk caption. Right. Okay. You keep your mouth shut. Oh, dear. Oh, what song are we doing?
Well, get on with it, for God's sake.
Thank you very much for listening. Another Young'uns podcast under my belt. Yes, and you might probably think that's just a bit figurative, but actually I do have a belt, a Young'uns podcast belt, where I dangle memory sticks which contain all the Young'uns podcasts on them. And each Young'uns podcast has a separate memory stick, and I add that memory stick to the belt. It's getting a bit embarrassing now, because I can't, and we've done that many podcasts that I can't actually fit any more memory sticks on the belt. I do wear this belt now and again. I always wear the belt when I do a Young'uns podcast. It's a bit of a tradition. You can hear the belt clanking there. That's all the memory sticks. Feel free, ladies and gentlemen, to comment on the podcast, and we might read your comments out. We're not looking for anything much. We don't get a lot of comments, so as long as they're kind of maybe are on the cusp of mediocrity, then the likeliness of us reading it out is quite high. Feel free to leave a comment on the podcast blog or Twitter or Facebook or whatever. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.